Yo, yo, Thursday, May 11th, 2017.
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander.
Yeah, that's me, baby. That's Joe Crummy. These are my evil thoughts. Welcome to the show. It's actually Mr. President Trump there talking about James Comey and why he canned him. That's coming up on the show today. We'll also be talking about Andrew McCabe and the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings this morning, which, again, are a total snooze. They are every single time. And there's a good reason for it. We'll be talking about that on the show today. Oh, by the way, there's another random item. I'm just going to make it up today. There was a lady. I'll just say it. There was a lady that was on an airline. I think it was United, too. They made her pee in a cup. We'll talk about that at the conclusion of the podcast today. Whatever. Here is the most recent interview of President Trump with Lester Holt. And it begins with the president talking, characterizing the former FBI director, James Comey.
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. You take a look at the FBI a year ago. It was in virtual turmoil.
You know, let me just interrupt Mr. President. He's right, right? I mean, everybody hated James Comey for one reason or another. You know, it was the Democrats who were calling for him to be kicked out. And it was funny yesterday on CNN. I know I'm interrupting the president here. Excuse me. We'll get back to you in just a second, sir. Their bias is so obvious. You know, it's true that President Trump has praised him in the past. There's no question at all about it. But so have the Democrats. But CNN is interesting. All they do is play Trump quotes about how this guy was great and everything, so they can kind of trump up their thing about why now. And they don't play any of the quotes from the Democrats saying off with his head. They just don't seem to be able to find that kind of crap. It's just so biased, you know. But they're news people, though. Let's continue.
Less than a year ago, it hasn't recovered from that.
Monday, you met with the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein.
Right.
Did you ask for a recommendation?
All right. Now, this is great, too, because Lester Holt thinks he has the president now. Because in the letter that we were talking about yesterday when Trump fired Comey, he said, upon the recommendation of my Deputy Attorney General, that would be Rod Rosenstein, Rod Rosenstein, and also Jeff Sessions, you know, I'm going to can you. And what Lester Holt is trying to get to here, and it's all bullshit, is that, well, wait a minute, did they tell you to do it, or did you do it? You know, and like, he thinks he's onto something, and in a second I'm going to explain why that's nothing, but here we go.
What I did is I was going to fire Comey. My decision. It was not.
You had made the decision before they came in the room.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Because in your letter you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well,
so you had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless of recommendation.
So there was really room.
He made a recommendation. He's highly respected.
Yeah, let me see. You know, see, he thinks he's got him on this. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is, does Mr. Trump like him? That's it. Bottom line. I don't like your face. Get out. It doesn't matter. And Trump is just being the corporate guy. This happens all the time. You know, upon the recommendation of these other people, like, it could be like this. They're trying to make it seem like it's a big deal. It could be that Trump says, I want this guy out. And I just want to get, you know, get a feeling from my Justice Department. How do you feel? Now, of course, it's a corporate thing. They might go, yes, sir, Mr. Trump, whatever. It doesn't matter. That happens in corporate stuff all the time. And the thing is that Trump is a businessman. That's why I like him. He's not much of a politician. He's not Chucky Schumer. He'll take both sides, you know, and calculate it and triangulate and do all that stuff. Trump is a businessman. When he says he likes you, he says it to everybody. As soon as he hires, I like you. Good thing. You're going to do a great job. You want a good thing. Yeah, that's going great. Every single job I have had in the corporate world, now listen to me, every job I have had, the general manager and the suits say exactly the same kind of stuff that Trump says. Hey, you're doing a great job. Good to see you. I remember my first day on the air at WABC, and my general manager came down the hall. He was effusive. This is great. Oh, you're wonderful. Oh, God. Ah, great to have you on board. That's how they do it. And then one day down the line, you get a call to get out of the office, and, you know, you're gone. That's how it works. There's nothing. And that Lester Holt isn't, you know, he's not too sure, you know, he's taking stupid pills. Here's a guy that has had, I'm sure, plenty of general managers and plenty of corporate experience, but they're all at CNN, they're all playing dumb, you know, like, what do you mean? He said they said to do it, but then he did it? Oh, we got you now. And it's like, it doesn't matter.
Very good guy, very smart guy. The Democrats like him, the Republicans like him. He made a recommendation, but regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
Let me ask you about your termination letter to Mr. Comey. You write,
we're back to that again. Really, it doesn't matter. He doesn't like him, and he has every right to kick his butt.
I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation. Why did you put that in there?
Why do you think he put it in there? He thinks he's got him on this one. Why did you put that in there? How about this? Yeah, you have an all-out war on Trump by the mainstream media. I watched a little bit of CBS last night, too. Oh, God. I do it all for you people. An all-out war on Trump. And so he takes the opportunity to point out in the letter and kind of trap the media into having to talk about it, which they hate, that Trump himself is not under investigation, and he's not. It's some people that are associated or were associated with the campaign. The big fish, of course, has already been fired for months, but, you know, the media is still hot on the trail of Mr. Flynn, who's been gone for a long time. And by the way, when Mr. Flynn went to Russia, I love this. This is what the media does. When Mr. Flynn went to Russia, and although you see the picture of him sitting at a table with Vlad, that was during the Obama administration. And if it was so upsetting, I don't know why they didn't revoke his security clearance subsequent to that. They didn't seem to worry about it then, but now it's a big deal. That was during the Obama administration, 2015, when evil Flynn sat next to evil Vlad. That was in the Obama administration, and it didn't seem to be that big of a deal. They didn't revoke any security clearance, you know, but they try to make it seem as though that's sort of more associated with Trump somehow, when it's not. I'm digressing. Let's get back to the audio.
Because he told me that. I mean, he told me
that. He told you weren't under investigation
I've heard that from others.
Right. So Trump is saying, I personally am not under investigation. Of course, and what you may say is, well, yet, I'll get to that when we get to the end of this audio. We still have a minute 22, so let's let it roll.
I think
in a phone call? Did you meet face to face?
I had a dinner with him. He wanted to have dinner because he wanted to stay on. We had a very nice dinner at the White House very early on.
Yeah, they had meatloaf, all right?
A dinner was arranged. I think he asked for the dinner. And he wanted to stay on as the FBI head. And I said, I'll, you know, consider. We'll see what happens. But we had a very nice dinner. And at that time, he told me, you are not under investigation, which I knew anyway.
That was one meeting.
When you're under investigation, you're giving all sorts of documents and everything. I knew I wasn't under.
Lester Holt, what were the other meetings? What was it?
And I heard it was stated at the committee, at some committee level, that I wasn't. Number one.
So that didn't come directly
from
him.
Then, during the phone call, he said it.
Well, what is he trying to... It didn't come directly from him. Okay, so what Holt has got now so far, just to parse it, is they had a meeting where Trump claims that he was not literally being investigated. Oh, here comes the NSA buzz in the house again. Let me take a couple of shots here. I think I got him. I don't know. Anyway, and then Holt said, well, you didn't hear directly from him. So he's really, you know, trying to bear down on, you know, are you under investigation or not? That's important because I've got some audio I want to play you in just a second on that. But let's continue with the Lester Holt interview.
And then during another phone call, he said it. So he said it once at dinner, and then he said it twice during phone calls.
Did you call him?
God.
One case I called him, and one case he called me.
And did you ask, am I under investigation?
I actually asked him, yes. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know, am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
But he's given sworn testimony that there is an ongoing investigation into the Trump campaign and possible collusion with the Russian government. Right. You were the centerpiece of the Trump campaign.
Well,
so was he being truthful when he says you were under investigation?
I know that I'm not under investigation. Me, personally. I'm not talking about campaigns. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm not under investigation.
You know, I think that's an interesting thing to talk about because I've got my liberal friends who are going, you know, he's under investigation. No, he's not. People associated with the campaign are, the big fish is Michael Flynn, who's fired, gone, okay? That's the big fish. Here's the thing on the investigation. The Democrats don't really care whether they find anything or not. They may get something. I mean, they may find something that Paul Manafort said something, did something, got money most likely, or whatever, didn't report it, or whatever it was. I mean, they may get something. But the idea that there's this massive collusion is baloney. They don't have anything. And by the way, let's go to that tape right now. I saw this at Reddit today. I don't know if this is brand new audio. I think it's a month or so old, but I think it's important to play this. Here is Wolf Blitzer talking with Dianne Feinstein, who is pretty hard left. I mean, she's like the high-rent version of, what's-her-face, Maxine Waters. Here is Dianne Feinstein asked about whether or not the CIA has the goods on Trump.
I know that you and some of your colleagues from the Senate Intelligence Committee drove over to Langley, Virginia yesterday to CIA headquarters, and you were briefed. Here's the question. You don't have to provide us with any classified information, Senator. But do you believe, do you have evidence that there was in fact collusion between Trump associates and Russia during the campaign?
Oh, this is going to be good. What do you think she's going to say?
Not at this time.
Thank you for the call.
Well, that's a pretty precise answer. I know the investigation is continuing. Senator, thank
you. Talk about crestfallen. Oh. There's the NSA again. Let me take a couple more shots. Come on! I got you! Always trying to bug the studio here. Anyway, so just to back up and say it again, there is no information that Trump has business deals or that he's heavily leveraged in such a way to Russian banks that would compromise him as a spokesperson and a defender of the United States and the United States Constitution. Now, that could be, it's up on Reddit today, that audio, but it could be from a couple of weeks ago, but it's important to play it. I think I remember when that happened. Now, what I wanted to say just in general, and I've said it a lot on some of these podcasts, is that if Trump were really, if it was really about Trump, you would have known about it by now. I've mentioned this, that back in the campaign, in the nomination situation season, when Trump was running against Jeb Bush, I can guarantee you, first of all, we know they did total opposition research on Donald Trump, and they spared nary a nickel on it. Did you know that Jeb Bush is buying the Miami Marlins with Derek Jeter? I looked at that today. I mean, this is the kind of money these people have to throw around here. That's right. The Miami Marlins, on my understanding, is going to go for north of $1.5 billion, $1.7 billion, whatever it is, for the Miami Marlins, for heaven's sakes. Jeter's the one with the big dough. He's got $185 million as estimated fortune. Jeb Bush has at least $20 million and probably access to a lot more than that. And, of course, when his dad passes away, he'll probably make some more coin where that is concerned. They have money. Do you think for one second when Jeb Bush was being insulted by Donald Trump and just get it, you know, like, you low energy guy, sit down, you're nobody and all that kind of stuff, that Jeb didn't open up the pocketbooks. And we know he did opposition research. And for, let's just face it, $500 million, you could buy yourself an awful lot of shoe leather, if you know what I'm talking about. These people they spared nothing. And this would be just if it was Jeb's money. I am sure there was a lot of other money that was being tossed around. And even after Jeb lost, because Trump secured the nomination almost exactly a year ago today, it would be at the end of May, I can guarantee to you that somewhere in Washington, D.C., there were plenty of checkbooks that were wide open to continue that opposition research. So when you see all this hoo-ha on Capitol Hill about banks and Trump do you remember the day? I digress again. Just this breathless thing about, you know, the media, how they want to see some sort of smoking gun somewhere, and they've got nothing. And I remember the day they had a story about a server in Trump Tower that was being pinged by a Russian bank, as though that's against the law, by the way. It turned, you should have seen it the day. They had on experts and everybody, and you could see the testosterone was flowing, and I guess when they had the women on, the estrogen was, you know, woohoo! And they were, this is it. They've got the smoking gun. It's awfully weird that somehow there is a server at Trump Tower being pinged by this bank, and it's an evil bank because it's run by some Russian oligarch, and he did this and that, and they were talking about it. It was spam, and it didn't matter because what they do is they blow it up into this big thing, make a big deal about it, and then it withers on the vine, and they pretend like it never even happened. That's what they do. That's what's going on right now. I'm telling you right now, the biggest story in the United States is not so much Russian interference in the election. Not that they're not trying. Everybody's trying. There's fake news everywhere. It's that the mainstream media has much more influence on elections than anybody else. And that's the grand irony with CNN and the media in general as they talk about Russian influence. It's their influence, which is the real story. And today's random item about that lady peeing on in a cup on an airline. Nicole Harper was en route from Houston to Kansas City. She was posting on her Facebook page that they made her pee in a cup. They wouldn't let her get up because of turbulence, they said. She says it was final descent. They wouldn't let her get up to take a pee. She has overactive bladder. And then somebody said they had to call in the hazmat team once she had peed at her seat. It's just like, I know, I don't want to make fun of anybody, but, you know, if she got hurt, trust me, she'd be the first one on the phone to David Dow's attorney. You know what I mean? Welcome to flying in the USA. Hey, listen, rate this podcast on iTunes. Would you spread the word about these evil thoughts? I appreciate it. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter as Joe Crummy. Happy to have you aboard. And also on Instagram as Crummy Joe. Those are my evil thoughts, so turn up the music.